If he returns something with simonim, does it help me derise or not? Tamar says, Elohod etanan, that's what we learned. We had before, Motza tachrich shel shtoris. If somebody finds a roll of shtoris, or a aguda shel shtoris, or else a bundle of shtoris, and he's a shtar chayv, the shtar says that the Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So it says, Harei ze yachzor, we return it to the malva. If the malva has a simon that he lost it, we return the shtar to the malva, that the malva will collect the shtar. So the question is, Hochinam Hiros, you want to tell me, is it true that the loiva, you want to tell me, if it's only midirabonin, so you have to say, as tomorrow we said before, that the one that loses the Aveda, he's happy, it should be returned with simonim. But over here, we don't have that tomorrow. You want to tell me a loiva, the person that borrowed the money, he's not happy if they return the shtar back to the malva, he's going to lose out. Because of him, they're going to collect the money. So there's no svara here, you should return it. So the Chura, Elo Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Simonim D'Araisa. The Chura, from this last case, it's a good proof to say that Simonim helps Midiraisa. It's not only Midirabonin, it's Akonim Midirabonin, but the svara Midiraisa, you say Mechan Simonim. Tehsiv, because the Pasuk says, For ho yo'im mecho, adiroi shachicha isoi. You're supposed to hold on to the aveg, the lost object, until your brother comes and claims it. The question is, the chisal al-daisko, could you think, what would enter your mind? She is inenu, kaidim shid rashenu, that you should return it to him before he comes and claims it. Of course you have to wait until he claims it. What do we need the pasuk for? Elo, the pasuk means, doshayu, check him out. Im ramayu imenoi, oyenoi, ramay. Check him out to see if he's a liar or not. So before you return the aved, you have to make sure the person that's claiming it is not a liar. Now, lav bisimonim, doesn't the pasuk mean we check him out? He has to give a proof. He has to tell us a sign on the lost object. So Shmamina here should be a proof also that simonim is yiraisa. That's what Rava wants to say. Now the Gemara says, though, Omar Rava says though, Im Tim Saloima, if you want to tell me that simonim is yiraisa, then I have a shayla. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Im Tim Saloima, if you want to say, Haposhitle, you just came out clearly that simonim is yiraisa. You just came out clearly there's a proof that simonim is the Raisa. Gemara says, no, Rav himself admits, Mishrim Diyikul Amenu Kedeshaninim. Because like we answered before already, maybe here the reason why he gives back the Shtaros, or Tachros Shal Shtaros, Agudah Shal Shtaros, maybe only if the Malva has Edim. But maybe with simonim alone, we do not return it. So therefore, there's not 100% proof. Just Rav would like to say simonim is the Raisa. So now Rav says, like, in Tim Sleima, if you want to tell me, that simonim is the Raisa, still there are some chidushim. Now, what's going to be the case like this? Simonim v'simonim yaniach. Let's say two people give a simon. You find something, and two people come and claim it. And each one of them gives you a simon. So what are you supposed to do now? You can't return it to him, because somebody else says it's his. You can't give it to him, somebody else says it's his. And they both have good simonim. So what do? Salach riz yaniach. Rashi Yachyava Elio, just leave it until Elio never comes, until you can know clearly to who it belongs. What about Simon V'Edim? Reuven gives you a simon that it belongs to him, but Shimon has Edim that it belongs to him. Here's the Chiddush that Yinos in the Baal Edim. We return it to the one that has Edim. Even though we're going now, Simonim is the Raisa, but so what? Still Edim is better than Simonim. That's the Chiddush of Rava. But in Tim's plan, even if you want to tell me Simonim is the Raisa, still Edim is better. What about Simonim? Reuven has a simon that belongs to him. V'simonim v'edechod. Shimon also has a simon that belongs to him, but he even has an edechod on his side. So Gemara says, edechod k'madales edom v'yaniach. The edechod means nothing over here, because it's a question of money. And we know by money matters, an edechod can't help you. So therefore, since Reuven has a simon that belongs to him, that's a strong reason to say it belongs to him. Shimon has a simon that belongs to him. That's a strong reason it belongs to him. The fact that Shimon has an edechad with him doesn't mean more than Reuven's simonim. Therefore, it remains the same way, simon the simon, that Yaniach, we have to leave it over until Eliyahu never comes, so we know clearly who it belongs to. Now, there's an edechad can't help you over here. Because Vice says, it's called taken away from the muchzik. The Shemer Azeder is holding it for the owner, and he can't return it unless he knows the true owner. But since Reuven has a simon, for Shimon to get it away, an edechad means nothing. An edechad can't help you. So it's only with the simin, then of liyanuach. What about Eide Yariga V'Eidin Afilo? Reuven has this Eidim that he made it, and Shimon has Eidim that it fell from him. So Lachariz Tinosin Li'Eidin Afilo. We return it to the one that has Eidim, it fell from him. the Yarmina, because we say, true that Reuven made it, but Zvune Zavna, could be Reuven sold it. Or Miyina Shachrina Nofo, and it fell for somebody else. True, just the fact that you have it made is not a proof that right now it fell from you. True, you had it made, but maybe you sold it to somebody else, and it fell not from the other person. So if he has Adam a proof that it fell from him, he gets it. What about Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy? Reuven has the simon, how long it is, and Reuven, Shimon has the simon, how wide it is. Which one is better? So Tinosin Midas Orkoy, we give it to the one that has the length. Why? To Midas Rochboy, the width, Shiurei Komishari law, you could guess it or tell it, Kad Nachasi law Mori. Because when the owner puts it on, he spreads it around him, so he can tell how wide it is. But a Midas Orkoy, le Mishtai law. But you can't tell how long it is. Therefore, for this, you have to have a better simon. Therefore, this is called a better simon. What about Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy, Midas Gomov? One person says, I know clearly how long it is and how wide it is. That's called Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy. The second one says, Midas Gomov, I know how much it is together. Like I can tell you, it's 20 feet, the length and the width together. He doesn't know how much each one is. Gomov means like together. And Rashi says, Gomov means like a kaf yivonis, like a chof. You know the measurement together. So Pshita the Gemara says, you know some Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy. They give it to the one that knows clearly how long it is and how wide it is. That's a better simon. Now, Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy, Midas Mishkolaisa. One person knows how long it is and how wide it is, and the next person has the simon, how much it weighs. So who do we give it back to? Each one says it belongs to him, the Aveda. So the locher is, you know some Midas Mishkolaisa. They give it back to the one that knows the weight. That's the better simon, how much it weighs. Who am I, Simone Haget, he Meris Simone Haget? It's a question now. We find the get, and we do not know. The husband says it's mine, I never gave it to my wife. And the wife says, no, you gave it to me, she's a Megareshes. And they both give Simone to the person to know it came from them. So, locker is, you know, Saint Law. We give the get to her, because the husband for sure knows the Simone. We know for sure you had it before. The question is, did you give it over to your wife or not? So if she could give us the money, that's a proof that she received it, then we give it back to her, it's a proof she's gracious. But my, what are we talking about? Stam, how long it is, how wide it is. So what if the wife knows it? Maybe the husband showed it to her, even before he gave it to her. So the fact she knows these simonim is not a proof that she really received it. Ella, rather, the simon she knows is nekev yeshboy, but sabayis plenty. There's a hole near one ice. That's a very good simon. That she would only know if she really received the get. So that's the proof she received the get. What about who Aimer? He says, Simoni Achut. I have the simon upon the string that the get is tied around with. Vigar Aimer is a Simoni Achut, and she also gives the simon of the chut. So Yilokher is, Yinos and Lo, we give it to her. Because as long as she has the simon, that's the proof that she received it. So the Maya, what are we talking about? She says it's a white string or it's a red string. So Mar says, what kind of simon is that? The Duma Bahadid Nokit Lay Chazisei. Maybe while the husband was holding it, the wife saw it. So that wouldn't be a good simon to say that she really received it. Ella Bamidas Arkoy. And how long the string is. That you only know if you really have the get by if she really had the get and she knows how long it is. Who am the Chavisa? He immersed the Chavisa. He says, I left the get and you found it was probably in my chest. And she says it was in the chest. So locher is yinosin loy. We give it back to the husband. That's not a proof. The fact that Isha can tell and says that she knows the get was in the chest. My time. What's the reason? Because maybe idea. She knows. She can guess it by herself. The chomad yisla v'chavisu d'manachlei. Anything the husband has usually puts it into a chest. So therefore, the fact she says, you know where you found this get in the chest. It's not a proof to say that she really received the get and she put it there. She's just guessing. Really, we say the get was by the husband. The husband maybe never gave it to her. Therefore, we would not give her the get. Now the Mishnah says, V'yad mosai chayv l'hachris. Till how long do you have to proclaim the Aveda? You still have to worry about giving it back. Ad kidei sheyedu bo shchein of divu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, as long as the neighbors find out about it, I will see in the Gemara which neighbors, then you don't have to proclaim it anymore. We have Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, Shalosh regolim. No, for three regolim, three yom tevim, you have to proclaim the Aveda. The achra regal achra, and after the third regal, shiva yom, then you have to wait 7 days. Kadei sheyedach lebeisa, that the people should go home and check on those. When they come to the regal, they proclaim then, I found it in Aveda. So people then go home to check out the house and see if they lost something. So it takes them 3 days to go home. Then shlosh, the yachza shlosh, they'll return back within 3 days, that's 6 days.
The Yachuz Yomecha then proclaimed to get it back the seventh day. So therefore, after the third regular, you still have to wait 7 days. And if nobody comes right then, look, then if you can them on, you can keep it, you don't have to take care of it anymore. The verse says, Tony will learn like this, Shcheina Yaveda, till the neighbors of the one that lost it finds out about it. So the verse says, that's what the Mishnah says. So my Shcheina Yaveda, what does it mean the neighbors of the Aveda? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shcheinim the Baal Aveda, the neighbors of the one that lost it. So the verse says, how do we know that? If we know who the one that lost it is, so what do you have to worry about his neighbors? Go return it to him. Elo, rather, the Mishnah means like this, Shcheina Yimokam Shnimsas Boy Aveda. If the neighbors around the place where you found the Aved, as soon as they find out about it, so they go and tell people that things were lost. And if nobody comes and tells you about it, so you don't have to be machris, you don't have to proclaim it more. Like that's enough to proclaim the Aved, the owner should find out about it. If you have you do I know, you have to wait Gimur Golem. And after that 7 days. So more the question, remember I have a question. It says Bishlesh, but Macheshra and Sherlin Tegashamin. The third day, Macheshman used to say Mashruchamur Goshim ready. So I'm gonna leave a or Sherlin was even Saint Talamata, they would say, in Eretz Yisrael. He holds B'sholosh B'machesh and says Saint Talamata. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer the Zion boy. No, they wait till Zion Macheshvan. Shu Tesva Z'yoyim Achrachag, because that's 15 days after Sukkot. Kidei Sh'yegiyah Achran Shev Eretz Yisrael Mahapras, that people should be able to make it home to the, from one of Eretz Yisrael Mahapras. So who you see it takes 15 days to go home. So Akan Al Mishnah says in 3 days to go home. Homer Rabbi Yisrael Lakashas Nosira. I'll tell you, come to Mikdash Rishon, come to Mikdash Sheni. To what the Mikdash Rishon, the Nefisha Yisrael Tuva.